All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, yesterday was a trade deadline in Major League Baseball, and we saw some fast and furious action. And to me, of course, there were some winners and some losers. And the teams I'm going to highlight tonight, I'm going to talk about the winners who came away big time in this. And I want to start off with the Texas Rangers, as they were able to acquire outfielder Carlos Beltran from the New York Yankees while getting catcher Jonathan Lucroy and relief pitcher Jeremy Jeffress from the Milwaukee Brewers. And you look at Texas right now, they are in first place in the American League West. This team looks legit to win that division for the second time in as many years. And this right now is making Texas a big-time World Series contender. You look at a team, they already had a deep lineup. You look at the steal that they were able to get in the offseason by signing Ian Desmond to a one-year deal. This guy is an infielder, and he willingly moved to the outfield, and he is really having a big-time year. You bring in a veteran guy like Carlos Beltran, who does have World Series experience. He made the Fall Classic in 2013 as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals, and now he's just going to simply add more depth to this very good Texas Rangers lineup. You look at this Texas Rangers pitching staff with Cole Hamels, Yu Darvish is starting to get it going. You have Sam Dyson, coming out of that bullpen, and now you add a guy like Jeffress to add even more depth to that pen. You look at the New York Mets and how they were able to acquire outfielder Jay Bruce from the Cincinnati Reds. And of course, Jay Bruce was leading the National League in RBIs this season, and it's a situation for the Mets. It's a long shot for them to win this division, as they're just about 7 games behind the Washington Nationals for first place in the NL East. But they are a few games behind the Marlins for the final wild card spot in the National League. And, it's, you know, they're in striking distance. The Mets, unfortunately for their sake, they've been their own worst enemy this year. They've had issues hitting with men in scoring position. And you look at a team, they hit a lot of home runs, but they're of the solo variety, and unfortunately, they have been unable to do damage with guys on base. That's a big thing that the Mets have had an issue with, and hopefully Bruce can remedy some of that. On top of that, you look at the Mets, and outfielder Yoenis Cespedes does have an opt-out clause from his contract after this year, and this right here gives the Mets a little bit of insurance should Cespedes opt out of his deal, and his asking price is out of their price range. So I look at it right now, Bruce does have some stability on his contract, and it's a situation for the Metropolitans that they have some insurance. This can hurt, can help them, rather, as they look to get back to the postseason for a second consecutive year. And on top of that, it helps them cushion the blow should Cespedes leave in 2017. One of the big-time winners for me was a team that really threw up the white flag, and that's the New York Yankees. They traded relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman to the Chicago Cubs last week and received prospects. They traded relief pitcher Andrew Miller to the Cleveland Indians over the weekend and received prospects. And, of course, they received more prospects in trading Beltran to the Texas Rangers. And it's a situation with the Yankees. You look at it like this. Yes, the Yankees were a playoff team last year. They limped into the playoffs as a wild card. They were able to win 87 games. But you look at this team, make no mistake about it, they weren't going anywhere with these guys. Chapman is a unrestricted free agent when this year is over, and the same could be said for Beltran. Now, there is the possibility that the Yankees could re-sign both of these guys in the offseason. You never know. But like I said, they're not going anywhere with these guys, and it's simply the time right now for the Yankees to go out there and get younger and develop their farm system, and that's what they're doing. And you figure with all of the prospects that the Yankees were able to get back over these past few days, if three of these guys pan out and can become solid major leaguers and can become guys that you can build a team around, these trades were well worth it. So I really think The Yankees made the right move. Like I said before, they weren't going anywhere with these guys. So simply go out there, get younger, develop your farm system, and try to get back to what a lot of people remember the Yankees for doing from the mid-90s and the majority of the 2000s. Another big-time winner at the trade deadline has to be the San Francisco Giants and how they were able to acquire starting pitcher Matt Moore from the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, you look at the Giants, they have slumped since the All-Star break. The Dodgers are creeping at their heels in the NL West, but look at what the Giants have in their rotation. Of course, you have Madison Bumgarner, Johnny Cueto, and of course, Jeff Samardzija. That's a pretty good threesome in a short 5-game series or a long 7-game series for an opponent to have to deal with the Giants. Now you add more depth with Matt Moore, and when Matt Moore is healthy, that's the big issue. When Matt Moore is healthy, he is a very quality pitcher, and he's going to be a guy that he's going to add depth. He's going to go out there to Frisco, and he's going to give manager Bruce Bochy at least 6 quality innings on a given night. And of course, this is an even numbered year, so many people like myself expect the Giants to get to the postseason, and I actually have the Giants pegged to win the World Series this year once again. But it's a situation, of course, the Giants are attempting to get healthy. They've had their own issues as far as getting hits and getting hits with guys on base as of recently, but you know the Giants are going to get hot, and you know they're going to turn it around. And an acquisition like that of Moore is only going to add more depth to a very veteran-laden team. Now, one team I was hoping to see be a little bit more active, that was the Boston Red Sox. I know there were talks about them trying to go after Chicago White Sox starting pitcher Chris Sale, but the bottom line is the asking price was probably too high, which is why the Red Sox balked at the situation. But it may not be Boston, but at some point over the winter, I do expect Sale to be traded. Now, of course, there is still the waiver wire deadline, which is going on until August 31st, where teams have the opportunity to pick up guys who are on waivers, but of course they have to pass through waivers first. So, I mean, there are still moves to be made. Could a team be willing to take a flyer on Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig? Again, he is basically on the verge of being demoted to AAA because right now it simply is not working out there for him in Los Angeles. I still expect the Baltimore Orioles to go out there and make some more moves. We've already seen what the Miami Marlins were able to do in acquiring starting pitcher Andrew Cashner from the San Diego Padres, as they are showing that they are legit in the National League East. So I really think this is going to be a very exciting last 2 months of the Major League Baseball season. You have some contenders that really put themselves in prime positions to get to the postseason, and it's just a matter of us as fans sitting back, watching, and enjoying all the action. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.